The U.S. Supreme Court has decided not to review lower court rulings that threw out Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage, so gay marriages can now resume in the state. That's welcome news to Milwaukee residents Roy Badger and Garth Wangeman, who have been a couple for 38 years. Badger says he was hoping the court rulings would turn out this way.
But I was still scared, and maybe because we're back from the 1970s, where we didn't get anything, and we were accosted in places as simple as food stores because of men shopping together.
Badger and Wangeman say they now plan to get married and have more certainty about the legal advantages and protections for married couples. ACLU of Wisconsin legal director Larry Dupuy says despite his happiness with the Supreme Court's action, it may take a while for state agencies to make changes.
Vital records is obviously important. That's the first step, recording that marriage, recording the birth certificate, but it also, there are taxes, right? I mean, there's the Department of Revenue has been treating our married couples as single people.
Governor Scott Walker and Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen fought to keep the same-sex marriage ban, but now say state agencies will comply with the Supreme Court's move. The ACLU's Dupuy says he plans to talk with state officials about the legal status of roughly 500 same-sex couples that got married in June. Dupuy says it would be hard-hearted if the state disputes those marriages. The state Justice Department declines comment. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.